And again, and we do praise God for each of you on the call today. Truly, this is indeed the day the Lord has made. And guess what? We will rejoice and be glad in it. And so we praise God for his keeping power. We praise God for sustaining us in the midst of everything that we have gone through, everything that we're going through, and everything that we will go through. For the word of the Lord says that eyes haven't seen nor ears heard, neither have there entered into the heart of men the things that God has prepared for those who love him. I'm sure that you love God today and that you're clear in your mind and in your spirit that you want to serve him the very best that you can. And so I want to encourage you today as you look back and reflect to give God your best, the best of your service. There was a song out when we were growing up. The saints used to sing it all the time. Give up your best to the service of God. And that might be paraphrasing that, but I know the saints of old, they understand giving of your best to the Lord. But we are certainly grateful. Here we are. Can you believe it? It's the first day of November, November the 1st, 2022. And we're setting our sights on closing out this year. And we praise God for his faithfulness and for him continue to sustain us. Here it is all year long, 11 months. We're in the 11th month, and God has kept us through dangers seen and unseen. Let me give you the playback number. We're doing two different versions of our inspirational moment. We have callers on the line as well as those who are viewing through Facebook Live. But let me give you the playback number for those who want to hear this message later. It's 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. And we're here each Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. But November the 1st, it really sets a signal for us and it prepares us for what yet lies ahead. And, you know, daylight savings time goes into effect this weekend. So fall back. You have to set your clocks back an hour on Saturday night before you go to bed, because when you wake up Sunday morning, you want to be on time. Amen. Well, as I was meditating, praying, and deliberating today, I was thinking about part of our conversation on yesterday in our Bible study that Lady Kim and I share each Monday night at 6 p.m. Central Time for our regular Bible study. But we talked a little bit about change, and we mentioned as we're looking in Song of Solomon, we were in that sixth chapter. But part of what really kind of registered in my spirit is that all too often when we get to the end of the year, and as we plan to set our focus on what yet lies ahead, many of us don't have the kind of enthusiasm, if you will, going forward into the new year. We have to lay aside the weights and the sins that does so easily beset us. I want to encourage you and let you know today that it's not too late to start planning on how you want to finish strong this year. The first day of November, it's not too late to start planning now how you want to finish this year strong. And so I think when we get into the months of October and November and then December, of course, the clock seems like it just someone greases the clock, if you will, and time just goes by real fast. I remember vividly when I was growing up in Birmingham, Alabama, it seemed like Christmas took for years to come. But now the older I get and the more mature I am, you know, time just moves by real fast. And some of you can attest to that. But here's what I want to challenge you with. And there's a word found in Matthew's gospel, the 9th chapter, verses 35. And I'll read down to about verse number 38. But I want to encourage you and challenge you to read Matthew the 9th chapter, starting at verse 35. And then just read all the way over to about the 10th chapter and maybe go as far as the 5th verse, and it will bring clarity to you as you make your way through this day. Here's what it says, Matthew the 9th chapter, starting at verse 35. It says that then Jesus went to all the villages all of the cities, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every kind of disease among the people. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest." You've heard that passage before, and it's clear that this is a signal in terms of what God is requiring of his disciples to do, as well as giving them a challenge. And you know, as I thought about that, as I meditated and prayed and deliberated over this particular passage of scripture this morning, we need to finish strong. That's what I want to tell you. We need to finish strong. This is a time of change. We're in a time of refocusing. And it's also a time for us to look ahead and to look forward. It's really, if you just sit down and start reflecting, it's a time for us to reflect and thank God for all that he's done, and then prepare for what he yet wants us to do. And so all of that requires us to have a vision. All of that requires for us to be prepared for what God is trying to do as he pushes us forward. I know we don't know what tomorrow will bring, but we need to have a strategy. We need to have a plan. And God wants to release something in the atmosphere to those who are ready to receive it. Won't you receive what God has in store for you by putting things in motion, so that when God does open up the windows, when God does prepare you for that thing that you've been praying about, that you'll be ready to receive it, and that it won't blow your mind, because you know that God has already equipped you for what he needs for you to have in terms of the blessing that he has in store for you. So the question then becomes, what's the process toward fulfilling a God-given vision? And I know we have been going through our Institute for Leadership training at ATOP, and here we are getting ready to close out the final module. We had some 16 weeks of training, and we're closing out the latter part of that institute this Thursday, starting with our institute, the module that deals with our outreach. And so we have covered various components, from leadership to discipleship to stewardship. And now here we are getting ready to close out with outreach. So what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying all of that helps us to define vision going forward, and it prepares us for what God yet has in store for us. And so I think that this particular word found in Matthew's gospel, this ninth chapter, starting at verse 35, we see that Jesus teaches us in these verses the process of fulfilling a God-given vision. And so here's what I want you to do, and we probably could cover some more of this next week. I want you to just really take time out and study God's word between now and next Tuesday, this ninth chapter, and move over into the 10th chapter. And then look for some steps that will help secure a firm foundation for you in terms of setting a vision for your life. And don't wait till the new year. Don't wait till New Year's Eve before you decide that you're going to put some things in motion that you want to see happen going forward into next year. But in this particular passage, I think Jesus teaches his disciples some powerful principles, if you will, to help them in terms of moving forward and being who he would have them to be. And so one of the things that I want to share with you, that if we're going to have vision, if we're going to set in motion a plan that aligns with what God has for our lives based upon Matthew, the ninth chapter, we have to take the initiative to obey. We have to take the initiative to obey. We have to get active in service. Don't wait until next year to say, well, I'm going to decide to start using my gifts. I'm going to decide next year to start singing in the choir. I'm going to start next year to be more active. No, get active now. Get active in service. Because here's what happened, and you see it right there in the text. Jesus, He went throughout all of the villages and the cities. He was teaching in the synagogue, and he was preaching the gospel. And so he began by taking that initiative, and then he also communicated the truth that he was about to share with the people. So what does that have to do with us? Well, we already have truth on the inside of us. And so as we take action, as we get ready to take the initiative and get active in service, communicate the truth that you already have. Tell of his goodness, tell of his mercy. All of us have a testimony. All of us have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. God has been good to you. Here it is, 10 months. God has been faithful. Here we're going into the 11th month and getting ready to close out this year. God has brought you through dangers seen and unseen. God has sustained you. You have much to be thankful for. You have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. And so I want to encourage you as you prepare to finish strong that you make sure now that you take the initiative to obey, get active in service, and then communicate the truth that you already have. God has done marvelous things for us wherewith we are glad. And just as Jesus went into the synagogues teaching and preaching the gospel, we too have a message that we can share. And it's based upon the truth that we already have. I'm going to stop right there for today, and I'll perhaps pick this up next Tuesday. But I tell you, I'm certainly grateful for each of you and your continued support of this inspirational moment. I know many of you are getting ready to go to work today and getting prepared for what yet lies ahead. But I praise God for his keeping power, and I thank God for sustaining us up until this point. And I look forward with eager anticipation in terms of what God will do in the future. And so I want to finish strong this year. I don't want to just rest on what has already happened, but I want to propel myself in such a way that I can release my God-given gifts. And it happens when we have a vision, a God-given vision, and we have to fulfill that. We have to have a process, if you will, toward fulfilling a God-given vision. Well, I'm going to stop there for today, but the playback number is 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. And we're going to stop today and prepare for prayer. But I do want to encourage you as you prepare to make your way through this, the first day of November 2022, that you start thinking about now finishing this year strong. That know that this is a time of change. It's a time for us to refocus. It's a time not only for us to look back, but for us to look forward. And then we have to believe God for more than what we've already received. And we have to close out this year the way we want to enter into the new year. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we bless you and we honor you. We thank you for your keeping power. We thank you for saving, healing, and delivering. We thank you for setting us free. You said in your word that he who the Son sets free is free indeed. And so, God, we thank you for bringing us through 10 months of this year. And here we are now perched to get ready for the close of this year as we enter into November. We pray now your choice is blessing to be upon us. We pray that our needs will be met, that lives will be changed, that people will be healed and delivered and set free by the power of your Spirit. And so now, God, touch each of the callers on the call today and those who will view this particular inspirational moment later. And we ask the Lord that you will continue to increase our faith, that you would give us a process toward fulfilling a God-given vision. And then, God, allow this word to be a seed and fertile soil unto our souls. So we love you today. We honor you. We bless your name. We claim victory even now in the name of Jesus. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And those who love God said, amen. Well, look, I hope you have a fantastic day today. And look, don't forget now to keep your spiritual antennas up. I believe God has a word and a challenge as well as a thing that he wants you to accomplish. And you have to be aware so that you can listen to what God is saying even as you go through. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord God is saying unto the church. Well, until next Tuesday, same time, you be blessed.